Welcome to another life-changing message from Pastor Vernell J.R. Samuel of Hungry for God Church. For more information, please visit our website, www.h4gchurch.com.
Amen. Listen, I got 5 minutes to preach. If you can, real quick, turn with me to 2 Corinthians. And we're in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Wow, glory to God. Somebody say miracles. Somebody say miracles. Amen. Glory to God. Jesus. 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 Woo. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians, hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I'm going to talk about honor in 5 minutes. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Watch this. You can keep playing, Amir. Verse 12. Hallelujah. For we do not commend, for we commend not ourselves again unto you, but give you opportunity to boast on our behalf, that you may have an answer for those who boast in appearance and not in heart. For we don't commend ourselves again to you, but give you opportunity to boast on our behalf, that you may have an answer for those who boast in appearance and not in heart. Anybody know people who boast in appearance? All right, they specialize in looking good, or they make a big, they love to let people celebrate them for their outward condition. But we all know, some of y'all know them, and you know their lives is jacked up. But they boast in their outward appearance. Why? Because it's easier, especially in a Facebook generation, it's easier to look good than to actually be good. It's easier to put filters on our lives, and it's easier to pull out, let people see our best faces. I know somebody who wasn't going nowhere, and they dressed up on Saturday, and when took a Facebook picture and said, stepping out on a Saturday. And they went nowhere that Saturday. But they just wanted to look important. I'm like, you could have at least found somewhere to go. Like, go to the museum or something. But anyway, boast in appearance and not in heart. God wants us to be a people who don't boast in our outward appearance, but really and truly, we want to make sure that our hearts are in a place where it's honorable, okay? I don't want my outward to be honorable, my heart is messed up. I want my heart to be pure, my heart to be sincere, amen? And so the Bible says, for if we are beside ourselves, it's for God, or if we are out of our mind, it's for you. For the love of Christ, I love this, for the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. You want to understand how to walk in this thing called honor? And for those of you that were here last week, I taught on about how important it is for us to come into a lifestyle of honor. Everyone say honor. Honor is what humility looks like. Honor is humility on display. When you can honor people, you can honor authority, you can honor your parents, you can honor your friends, and you can honor each other in Christ. You have to walk in the level of honor and the level of humility. And arrogance, which is the opposite of humility, we kind of mixed up what arrogance is. Because arrogance is not thinking too highly of yourself. Being prideful or being arrogant is not thinking too highly of yourself. God wants you to think very highly of yourself. God wants you to know how valuable you are. God wants you to know how precious you are to him. God wants you to know how glorious you are in him. God wants you to know how significant you are in him. And the church, we suffer in seeing our worth. The Bible even says that you can't love people until you learn to love yourself. And how can you love yourself if you have low thoughts of yourself? So arrogance is not thinking too highly of yourself. Arrogance is thinking too low of others. Because when you think highly of yourself, but then you understand that in Christ, that Christ died and brought us all to sit with him in heavenly places, how can I look down on anyone else? When you recognize that the King of Kings came on earth, put on flesh and blood and demoted himself, if you will, from his divinity to his humanity, stripped himself of his omnipotence and his omniscience for 33 years, walked on earth, and he said the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. And then when he served us, he was actually restoring honor to us. We, most of us, know how to honor up, but we don't know how to honor down. We've been taught how to honor up, meaning we honor the people who make most of us, who are leaders, those who are in position, those who we feel got status, and we know that they've succeeded in areas we haven't succeeded yet in our lives. So we know how to honor them. But then the Christ, the Jesus mind, the mind of Christ is, I can look at people who may not even walk in their calling yet, who haven't walked in their destinies yet, people who are still living miserable, jacked up lives, I can still honor them because honor has the ability to empower people and to restore dignity in people so that they can actually live the way God intended for them to live. And that's what Jesus did when he died for us. That he came, God, no one's hiding him, comes down below us to serve us, to lift us up with him. Hallelujah. The Bible says he died not for the godly, but the ungodly. Not for the perfect, but for the sinners. Not for the righteous, but those who are unrighteous. He came and he found us where we were. Why? Because he honored us, and through honor he came to restore the dignity in us. So honoring up is honoring people who we know have succeeded in areas of our lives we haven't reached, who've reached levels of success we want to reach, who hold certain levels of authority and responsibility and accountability that we know that, okay, because my mom and my dad is responsible for me, I'm going to honor them. That's what we understand. But here's another thing I want you to see about honor, and I want you to write this down. Honor, if you're looking for a definition, because if we're going to define this thing, if we're going to walk in this thing, we have to define it, okay? If we're going to live in this thing called honor, we have to have a clear definition of what it is. Honor is being able to see people the way God sees them and treating them as such. Honor is seeing people the way God sees them and treating them as such. That's why I started at this verse, because Paul said in his verse, he said, verse 16. Because Christ died for us all, one died for all, he died for all, that those who should now live no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Verse 16. Therefore, because of that, from now on, somebody say from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Hallelujah. Did you see that verse in your Bible? Have you been regarding people according to the flesh, according to their outward appearance? Have you been judging people just based on what you see on the external? No, the Bible says now, because one man died for all and extended mercy to all, extended grace to all, extended forgiveness to all, extended redemption to all, the Bible says we no longer ought to judge people by the flesh. We're now supposed to judge people according to the Christ. What he did is supposed to reshape the way we see people. What Christ did on the cross, church, is supposed to reformulate the way we judge people. We no longer judge people just based on their outward behavior. The Bible says we now judge people according to what he did. That means when I see someone, I'm supposed to see them the way God sees them. Look at somebody next to you and say, see me the way God sees me. If you see people the way God sees you, you honor me. When you see people, you see the mercy of God. You see the grace of God that's available to them. And a person who may not be living according to their new nature or their new reality in Christ, it's no factor, because once you know who you are in Christ, you know you're honored, you know that you're valued, you know you're loved, you know you're significant, you know you're saved, right, you're forgiven. If you believe in your salvation, the way you walk that life out is through living a life of honor, where you honor all men. Why? Because you understand that Christ died for all men, and because he died for all men, I'm no longer supposed to see them in their sin, because he came to take away the sin of the world. I now see them, and I see the mercy of God, the righteousness of God in Christ. I now see that this man or woman is a new creation, or is about to be. Because as an ambassador, which is what we are in Christ, as ambassadors, we're called to help restore the dignity in people who don't know who they are yet. That's why it was so easy for Jesus to, I don't know if it was easy as I might say it, but when Jesus went across and he said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He wasn't judging them according to the flesh. He was judging them according to his finished work. Who have you been judging? The word honor in the Greek is the word timao, T-I-M-A-O. It actually means to estimate or to fix the value of. To fix the value of. The only way that we can estimate or judge or court judge appropriately is not according to our opinion or our sense of righteousness. When we try to honor people according to our own ability and our own sense of righteousness, then we have all types of prejudices, right? We have all sorts of elitism, okay? We look at people and we size people up and we determine who we're going to be friends with, who we're going to like, who we're not going to like, who we're going to respect and who we're not going to respect. That comes to you judging people according to your own understanding of righteousness. But no, when we honor people according to the finished work of Christ, when we see people, we value people according to his work, not their own. Hallelujah. You want to know how you get peace in your life? You get peace when you see things the way God sees things. Jesus was in a storm, and he was asleep, while the rest of his disciples were panicking and crying and were afraid that they were going to lose their life. Why? Because Jesus had a perspective that was different than theirs, right? He said, oh, ye of little faith. Church, God wants you to no longer judge yourself, judge people, judge situations according to your own sense of righteousness, what you think you deserve or what you don't deserve. Don't estimate or fix your value according to your own sense of righteousness. Do it according to the finished work of Christ. Amen? And as we wrap this up, he says this. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a what? Say, I'm a new creation. I can honor because it's in my nature. All things have passed away. And behold, all things have become new. I thought some things became new. All things? Wow. So that means the way I'm supposed to see things is supposed to be from this new place. Hallelujah. Come on. You see things according to who you are in Christ and what Christ has done for you. And when you walk like this, church, the supernatural begins to flow through you. Because God begins to do through you what you can't do in your own strength. When you honor somebody when it seems like they don't deserve to be honored, God says, I'm seeing that grace that you are distributing. Because that's what honor does. Honor gives grace when it's not deserving. You think you honor your parents because your parents are perfect? Do you honor your parents because they're perfect? Why do you honor your parents? Because they're my parents. The Bible says so. Huh? They took care of you. They brought you into this world, for one thing. And how about this? The most precious years of your life were really your first 2 years. And then they take care of you from the top, the first month, the second month, third month, fifth month. You wouldn't be here. So it's not just for that alone. You can have gratitude towards your parents. And we talked about last week the consequences of honor, of dishonor. The first commandment with the promise of long life was honor. When you don't honor, you cut your life short. When you don't honor leaders, you don't honor parents, you don't honor people who deserve honor scripturally and by virtue of authority, you curse yourself. You cut your life short. But on the flip side, you start honoring, God begins to add years to your life. Hallelujah. I want God to add years to my life. I don't know about you. Some of you need to start sending some texts and make some calls and find a way to honor people around you. Amen. Come on, we're going to create a culture of honor in this church. Hallelujah. So we honor up, we honor God. We honor down, we honor people who we don't even know, probably don't deserve to be honored, but we honor them anyway because we're honorable and we see people not according to the flesh, but we see people according to what Christ did for them. Amen? And then we honor a cross. We honor people right next to us. Honor is multi-directional. Come on. Honor is multi-dimensional. Amen? We honor up, we honor down, we honor a cross. Honor the people around you. We are all one in Christ. We are all one in Christ. We all have different functions, different administrations, different graces, different talents, different callings, different complexions, different desires, different passions, different tastes. But none of those things give me right to dishonor you. Amen? We honor because God loves us equally and unconditionally. And we honor people because that same love that God has given me, I want to give to you. All right? So Holy Spirit, thank you for the spirit of honor. The spirit of honor that you are causing to rise in this church. Father, we want to honor not just with our lips, but with our hearts. We know that the devil is looking to make us look like fools. And he does that when we choose to walk in dishonor. We dishonor God. We dishonor the word. We dishonor each other. We even dishonor ourselves. But Lord, only your love, the revelation of your love, the revelation of what you've done in Jesus Christ is what restores us to this place of dignity and worth and honor. And so, Lord God, I know I can't do this in my own strength. I want you to come and I want you to begin to replenish our souls with your honor. Replenish it, God. It is an honor to serve you. And it is an honor to serve one another. And Father, help this church to continue to become devoted. Our church to become unified. And to become equally impassioned about walking this life of honor. Because we know that we won't be able to sustain the momentum of heaven without honor flowing in our lives. So God bless us as we pursue to this new culture, this community of honor in our house. Lord God, help us not to speak bad about each other, to curse one another, God, but to always speak blessing, to speak health, to speak life over each other. We thank you today for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand. You guys are going to do a little exercise. We're going to exercise our honor. Amen. You guys are going to exercise honor. I want you to find somebody that you didn't come here with. I want you to find somebody you didn't come here with, and I want you to honor them. Yeah, exercise your honor. Look at some, find somebody, introduce yourself. Introduce yourself and just say, hey, I honor you. And tell them something good. Tell them something good about themselves.
This concludes another life-changing teaching from Hungry for God Church. For social media updates and more teachings from our pastors and leaders, please visit our site, h4gchurch.com.